Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Johnson Lambert has established itself as a leader in the insurance industry, providing specialized audit, tax, and advisory services tailored to the unique needs of insurance organizations. In this interview, we explore how their deep industry expertise and client-focused approach drive innovative solutions and long-term partnerships. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Kim Mobley, a partner in business advisory services at Johnson Lambert, and Matthew Kroniski, Managing Director at Johnson Lambert. And Kim, let's start with you today. Can you give us an overview of Johnson Lambert and how the company interacts with the insurance industry?
Great. Thanks, John. Yes, Johnson Lambert is a nationwide professional services firm focused on insurance for over 35 years. We're actually the fifth largest service provider to the insurance industry and have deep subject matter expertise. Our team members start from day one training on insurance business and processes. And so we have deep knowledge of the different processes and controls in insurance. Also, our team is involved in the AICPA Insurance Expert Panel, State Board of Accountancy, Global Insurance Accelerator Mentorship Program, also attend NAIC meetings. And then we're frequent speakers on panelists at high-profile national and regional insurance-related conferences.
Matthew, I'd be interested in the discussions that you're having with clients as we enter 2025. What are you hearing out there?
Well, we cover obviously a broad spectrum of topics with our clients, depending on their specific circumstances. As we reach the near the end of the fourth quarter, conversations inevitably turn towards planning and thinking about the upcoming audit cycle. And one theme that I'm noticing recently is emerging technology and how internal audit organizations can leverage the new capabilities that in some respects have not really been fully vetted or proven, but they see obvious opportunity to capitalize on just the power of AI and ChatGPT type functions to gain efficiencies in the audit work that they're doing, and find opportunities to automate some of the routine testing work that they do, so they can free up their resources to focus on higher value, more impactful type reviews.
Can we talk about that a little bit more, Matthew? How is technology shaping your interaction with insurers?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think the verdict is still out. There's a lot of question marks that still exist with respect to its applicability to really capitalize on the execution of the audit plan. I think it's intuitively, if you think about what the promise of the technology affords is, I think, really transitioning into more of a real-time or continuous monitoring capabilities, which I think is going to be a little bit of a departure from traditional audit norms, where you have, 1 year cycles or 2 year cycles or 3 year cycles, depending on the risk of, a particular area that you're looking at. Automation, I mentioned earlier, is something that I think is really interesting and has the opportunity to, really add more bang for the buck with respect to the amount of audit work that you can get done in a particular audit cycle. And I think that just the availability of data and the raw computing power that's going to be available to draw relationships between, two data points that ultimately that risk intelligence that is a byproduct of that, I think is going to be very meaningful and impactful, not just to internal audit, but to the business and the insights that you're going to be able to draw from the synthesis of information in ways that we've just historically have not been able to do.
Kim, I got to get you to weigh in on technology as well. How do you manage the capabilities of all the emerging technology?
Yeah, I think that's the key thing on everybody's mind is, what is true AI risk management. And also, we're trying to help shape what internal audit's role is in supporting that oversight and governance of these technologies. And, you know, like Matt mentioned, we are using these for continuous monitoring. We've put a lot of investment into our analytics platform so that we can analyze large amounts of data and really make sure we're focusing on the right areas. So whether it's looking at premiums, losses, reinsurance contracts, also just segregation of duties. But we're looking at those different data points to help us identify a risk profile and understand what's really happening in the environment and where should we be focusing. What are those key risks? So just part of our initial assessment process.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So, Kim, I've got to ask you, what do you see as the intersection of technology and cyber risk?
AI is definitely increasing the sophistication of these cyber attacks, and then also our clients' ability and, frankly, our ability to detect and analyze activity in our IT environments. But what we see is you can have these amazing tools and very sophisticated tools, but if you're not focused on the basics, it's not going to be successful. So, for example, is your monitoring tool covering all the relevant devices in your environment? Is the tool generating information that you can use, or is it just a ton of data that no one can process and is really actively managing these tools? So again, it's looking at how are you leveraging these tools and how are you staying focused on the basics and good hygiene?
Kim, do you think regulation and regulatory compliance is evolving with all the new technology that we've got these days?
Yeah, John, absolutely. And our clients are being very cautious. And for example, with AI, ensuring they're keeping a human in the loop. But the landscape is changing very, very quickly. So for example, just considering cybersecurity, making sure that, you know, that they're monitoring the adoption of, for example, that NAIC insurance data security model law. There have been like over 26 jurisdictions that have adopted that model law, and it's pending in several others. And New York has their own regulation that are all different. When you consider AI risk management, you've got no federal legislation, but there are the NAIC model bulletin that's being adopted in several states. New York has its own circular with requirements on what you need to have for an AIS program. So, you know, really making sure that there's a strong policy training on how to do it, because people have access to these tools. They're going to figure out how to use them. So making sure they know what are the rules of the road, and then having a practical approach to data governance. I know Matt earlier mentioned access to data and using that data, well, making sure that you're using the right data, you know where it's coming from. Also, controls to support data privacy. You know, that's another big regulatory area that our clients, especially those in California, you know, need to be very careful of. And for all of this, making sure that you're performing internal audits, making sure that the policies that you have defined are actually implemented and operating.
With that in mind, Kim, are there any particular regulations that you or your clients are grappling with these days?
For sure, the AI regulations. So Colorado was the first one that enacted a comprehensive legislation that, you know, focuses on high-risk AI systems, and that's a big one area too. The New York circular is mandating AI program that's focused on underwriting and pricing insurance policies and annuity contracts. So making sure that you understand what's in these regulations. But then as you're implementing them, these tools, there's a lot of shared responsibility between the business and IT, and the dynamics of these tools are changing and how you're accessing data and procurement processes. So making sure everyone understands their roles and responsibilities related to compliance.
Incredible how fast it's all moving.
Yes.
Kim Matthew, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
That was Kim Mobley, a partner in the business advisory services at Johnson Lambert, and Matthew Kronitsky, managing director at Johnson Lambert. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.